Neil Sedaka, I am among your legion of fans who, first of all, want to thank you for the solid and the lasting contributions you have made and continue to make as a singer and a songwriter and an inspiration to rock and pop culture. Thank you so much, Neil.
Well, thank you. I have enjoyed every minute of the 60 years of writing and 58 years of singing, and it's a great gift.
Yes, the enthusiasm comes through everything you do. You're a singer, pianist, composer. As you say, your career is over 50 years long now. You've sold millions of records as an artist. You've written or co-written over 500 songs, not only for yourself, but for other artists, and we'll talk about that as we go along. And if I could, just to refresh, if anybody needs to be refreshed, Neil Sedaka's string of hits. It's a long string, folks. The Diary, Oh Carol, Stairway to Heaven, You Mean Everything to Me, Calendar Girl, Little Devil, Happy Birthday 16, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, your first number one song. The list goes on and on. And Neil Sedaka, you're not done yet. You're still touring, and I think you have a new album out.
Yes, I do. It's called The Real Neil, and it's my first acoustic album. I wanted to show people how I write the song at the piano, the pure form of the song with no embellishments. So it's 14 new songs of mine, and the last track is probably my crowning glory. It's my first piano concerto called Manhattan Intermezzo. As you might know, I started out as a concert pianist at the Juilliard School.
Yes, indeed. You had a scholarship there. And I think Arthur Rubinstein had recommended you for a classical radio station in New York City.
So, yes, when I was 16, I did win a classical music competition here.
Yes. You're a Brooklyn boy, are you?
I am.
Okay. And I think where Neil Simon came from, down there along the coast, Brighton Beach maybe, huh?
Well, it was quite a phenomenon. We had Neil Diamond living across the street from me, Carole King, Barbara Streisand, Barry Manilow, Barry Mann, Mort Schumann. It was quite a... maybe something in the air.
That was ground zero for talent, for sure. Neil,
yes.
I love this. I've got to ask you about this. Somebody has written, I think, Billboard. Who would have guessed that "Comma, comma, down, dooby-doo, down, down" would be one of the immortal phrases of rock and roll? And, of course, part of Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
That was my trademark, the comma-commas and the tra-la-las. I was the king of that. And it became, when we ran out of lyrics, it was a comma-comma dooby-doo, and we kept it in the record, so it did become a Neil Sedaka trademark.
Neil, is it true that the night before you recorded that song, you couldn't sleep, you felt something was missing in the song, and then you called your arranger, Alan Lorber, and told him and
that
sang
is-
him?
Yeah. My goodness, you've done your research.
Yes.
Yes, the night before the session, I found this obbligato line, and I was very into multiple voices. I used to listen to Les Paul and Mary Ford and Patti Page and K-Star, and they always had two of their voices. So on Breaking Up, I came up with an obbligato line. So there were three Neils on Breaking Up is Hard to Do, the first rock and roll version.
Right. It was typical then, certainly, to overlay your own voice. So in effect, you're harmonizing with yourself.
That's right. And I think I'm the only singer, I might be the only singer who recorded his song twice in two different tempos. Mm-hmm. Breaking Up came out in 1962 as a rock and roll and 76 as a slow ballad.
Oh, Connie Francis figures, of course, in your career, too. Stupid Cupid, I think you and your collaborator, Howard Greenfield, had written that for a girl group, apparently, but Connie heard it, or you sang it for her, played it for her. Neil, that's my next hit.
Yes, she was the top female vocalist at the time. I was thrilled. We went over to her house, played a lot of ballads. She turned down. And then I did Stupid Cupid, and after 8 bars, she said, that's my next record. And Connie has been very, very wonderful to me over the years. She recorded my Where the Boys Are,
yes,
and Frankie, and Fallen, many, many songs.
Oh, and for the Everly Brothers, you wrote Crying in the Rain.
I wish I did. No,
nope.
That was Howard Greenfield.
That was Howard.
And Helen.
Okay.
That was Howard Greenfield and Carole King.
All right. Carole King. Carole Klein, who was a girlfriend of yours.
For about 2 minutes, we dated back in Brooklyn. She doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
Neither does your wife.
But But while I'm on that subject, there is a book that comes out today called Neil Sedaka, The Rock and Roll Survivor, and it's written by Richard Podolsky, and it has Elton John's preface at the beginning of the book, and I'm very proud of the book. It goes all through my musical career.
I am going to get that book, and I mean that sincerely, and perhaps you and I can line up maybe a half hour to 45 minutes, and we can do a live chat about that on the air here. I'd love that very much if we could do that.
Of course.
We'll see if that fits into your schedule. I know you're touring. How busy is your tour schedule right, Neil? You're coming to Minnesota soon.
Yes, I believe it's September 21st, the Grand Casino Mille Lacs.
That's right.
I do about 25 concerts a year now. I'm not a teenager anymore. So I do about two a month, mostly theaters, casinos, symphony dates, and private parties.
Okay. The big smash hit that you wrote, maybe in collaboration for Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, that won the Grammy Award for the best record of the year. Was that, in fact, an ad-lib by Tony Tennille toward the end of the song where she said, Sedaka is back?
That it indeed was an ad lib. It was a very good year for me, and that was their debut record, so I'm very happy to be part of their beginning, their success. And she just thought of that on the session, and I was very honored.
Laughter in the Rain, another number one hit of yours. Tell us briefly about that song.
I wrote it with Phil Cody. It's one of those perennials that I hear all the time on the radio, and it always I say to myself, who in the world wrote that? It's so beautiful. I have that experience many times where when you're writing with a blank piece of paper in front of you, it's a scary thing, but that is a beautiful one.
Leslie Gore, yeah. I've always wanted to ask you, maybe I know that he's been cheating by Leslie Gore. That sounds to me so much like a classic Neil Sedaka song, and you're going to tell me you did not write it.
I did not write it, but she's a lovely girl, a good friend, and, that was the time of melodic songs, intelligible lyrics, which I still have stuck to all of these 58, 60 years. I still think melody and song is where the hits come from.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think we'd have to endorse that. That's so wonderful. You've taken good care of your voice over the years, Neil, and I'm told that you can still sing in the same key as you did when you sang your early hits.
I have been very lucky, I'll tell you. At this age, usually the voice goes down. Mm-hmm. But I'm very lucky. I remember Pavarotti telling me, after 70, get ready, your voice will start to go down. But luckily, I have kept my voice.
Well,
I think because I don't go into loud discotheques or places where I have to shout to be heard.
Thank you. I understand that very well. You and your daughter, Dara, had a hit, too. Tell us about that.
In 1980, in the middle of the disco craze, I had a ballad called Should Have Never Let You Go, and it was probably, there are very few father and daughter hits. Dara was about 16 or 17. Natalie Cole and her father, Nancy Sinatra and her father, and Neil Sedaka and Dara Sedaka had Should Have Never Let You Go. It was number one on Adult Contemporary and number 19 on the Pop Billboard.
Yes. Every great performer has had some knocks in his or her career. You've had yours, but you've always picked yourself up and have gone straight forward and gone right up, up, up again and again. And one of my favorite songs among your litany of songs is, and this may surprise you, but Make Your Own Sunshine, I think that's called.
Oh,
and I love that song.
It's a happy Neil Sedaka Howard Greenfield song.
Yep.
Very optimistic, very up, very bright. I've written so many of them, but people always say, you know, when we hear you sing, it makes us smile. And I think that was one of the elements that have kept me around. Not only the romantic and the emotional, but the happy, smiling songs.
Neil, you do make us smile day after day, and I've always thought Make Your Own Sunshine is kind of autobiographical because you've always come up smiling and hitting and punching and giving us great, great music, and you're still doing it. And Neil Sedaka, what an honor to talk with you. We can't wait to see you here in Minnesota.
Well, I've enjoyed it going there many times, and if I don't tell you about the new CD, my assistant will kill me. It is on my website, neilsedaka.com, and on the digital download, Amazon and iTunes.
And we will give that. Right, go ahead.
Very proud of the collection.
Indeed, you are, and rightly so, and we will continue to mention that to our listeners, too. Neil Sedaka, thank you so much. Have a great time here in Minnesota, and hope to talk to you about your new book, okay?
Thank you. And, nice talking.
And Neil, before you run, we do an all-request show here right now. If I could ask you, what would you request in the way of a music, even from your own songbook? What can we play for you?
Oh, my goodness. Anything by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
He has been a great inspiration, and it's a mutual admiration society. He has said many times that his idol was Neil Sedaka, which made me quite over the moon. So anything of Stevie Wonder, let's say Cherie Amour.
We'll do it. Neil, thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.